Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Peregrine. I am Allegra Stein, and today I have a networking story to share. I know it sounds very exciting, but I actually learned some very valuable lessons and got some wonderful advice as a result. And I wanted to share that with you, especially if you struggle with how to introduce yourself to new people. So for a bit of context, I really believe that we should all be cultivating a local network. If it is available to you, get out and start participating with local groups of people. Maybe there are business groups or chambers of commerce, the library. I happen to have a number of women in business groups near me that I can sign up for, and I find it's incredibly valuable to spend time with people doing different kind of work than we're doing, to practice talking about our work with different people, and to start building relationships and a network of people who are familiar with what it is that we do. It's a wonderful awareness builder to get out and to meet people in your communities. The alternative is to spend all of our time online and oftentimes in bubbles of people who do the same work that we do. Imagine, let's say, you are a vacuum salesperson and the only participation you have with other groups is with other vacuum salespeople. That's what is happening, I think, in many of our industries, especially if you are a coach or a consultant. It's so easy to get into these little silos, which become almost like echo chambers, because we're just talking with other people in our line of work. And I think that can just give us a false sense of what's happening out in the world and with people who are not in our professions. It can lead to a lot of comparisonitis, a lot of thinking that by meeting other people in our field, we are somehow building our network. And I want to encourage you to bust out of that. And one of the best ways to do it is to look for opportunities to participate locally. So in my case, I actually had spent a lot of time building a local network pre-pandemic. I was attending networking lunches. I had developed local workshops. I had run listening walks and coach and hikes. I ran a campfire coaching retreat and another retreat with someone I'd met. I was going to local conferences. I was a speaker at some of those conferences. I just had colleagues and clients in my area that I could see in person. And it was lovely. And the pandemic shifted a lot of that. And even as those restrictions started to lift, I found that I had built this online space where a lot of my relationships were distance relationships fostered through Zoom calls and online forums and my phone and different apps. And I've told the story about how I'm going back to grad school this May. I am really intentionally dissolving some of the clear edges of my work to create space for what's going to come next. And it's been in the last month or so that I thought, you know what? I need to get back out and meet people. I need to see who is out there and who might be a really cool relationship to have in my network. And so I checked back in with an organization that I had participated with actually pre-COVID, and they're still going strong. It's a Women in Business Network. And they were having an event near me. It was yesterday morning. It was a meet and greet, you know, come have coffee and bagels and chat and get to know some new people who are in this organization, who are members of this Women in Business group. And I thought, this is it. I'm going to go. And I did. It was so interesting how awkward I felt. I can't even explain it. It was lovely and I was fine, but I just haven't been in a room like that for a while. And I'm so grateful for the people that I met. Just from the beginning, I met this really lovely and fun woman. We had a nice time chatting. We kind of kept finding each other throughout the morning. And I felt my ability to just introduce myself and to meet new people kind of turn on again. And it was just lovely. Hearing other people's stories, learning about their work, staying curious. And I also realized how out of practice I am answering the question, so what is it you do for work? Now, we can talk about that in theory. You know, my friend and colleague Karen, she says, well, we contain multitudes. And I agree. Like, it's impossible to capture the full scope of our work in a single sentence or introduction. And it is a very real experience to be in a room where it is accepted and understood that we are there to meet other business owners, and we are going to ask one another, so what is it you do for work? And I am telling you, the first time that it was my turn to answer that question, I could see the wheels turning in my mind, trying to say something that made sense. I thought I had a prepared statement, like I was kind of practicing it on my way over, because you know that's going to happen. And that's one of the reasons to go to these events. If you aren't sure how to introduce yourself to people and talk about your work, I cannot encourage you more highly to go participate in a space where you are going to be asked that many, many times. It is awkward, it's uncomfortable, and people are genuinely very, very nice. And you're gonna be fine. And I was just fine. And I just found myself trying to piece together and describe what I had been doing, what I'm doing now, what I'd like to do. Do I say I'm a coach, or do I say I'm a teacher? Do I say I'm a facilitator, that I'm going to grad school, that I've been doing all this other stuff? I mean, it was fine. And I was grateful to have a handful more opportunities to answer that question throughout the morning. And when I left, I really, one, felt energized to go to the next one. It's so nice to be back involved. This group is growing and they're changing and they have a lot of vision, and I'm excited to help them with that. And I wanna go back and just, I don't know, do it better. Say things better. Luckily, yesterday afternoon, I had a conversation scheduled with Michelle Warner, who's this really awesome marketer and business coach. And I am a part of one of her, I signed up for one of her programs, and she has these monthly open office hour calls. And I was there with a few other people, and I had some opportunity to workshop this experience. And I said, you know, I was at this networking event. I felt so clunky in how I describe myself. But the truth is that I am at a very dynamic place in my career. I don't exactly know how to describe it because it is so open at the moment. And there was a woman on the call, her name is Shelby, and she gave me some wonderful advice. And I want to share it with you. She said, when you are thinking about how to introduce yourself, consider it in three parts. Share something in the past, share something about the present, and share something about what you are looking forward to in the future, something that you're curious to discover. So for me, for example, I might say, and I'm just kind of riffing on this now, I might say, I have had my own coaching practice for the last 12 years. I am currently studying creativity and change leadership. And I'm really looking forward to how the new skills I learn are going to, ooh, this is where I get stuck. I can feel it. I'm really looking forward to how the new skills I learn help other organizations and individuals, right? That sounds all right. Like that, I think, I have always thought that the purpose of that initial thing you say is to pique curiosity. It's not to capture all you do in one sentence. That's impossible. But to say something that will just maybe light a little flame of curiosity in the mind of the person you're speaking with so that they ask a follow-up question. And another piece of advice that was given yesterday afternoon by Shelby and Michelle was use words in those few phrases that are kind of interesting. Like, they're like little power words. So again, for example, I could say, I'm going back to grad school. Okay, like if someone told me that, I would definitely be interested because I'm in that same situation. But to someone else, I don't know, that might just filter through. Or I could say, I am currently studying creative problem solving and change leadership. Now, those phrases, those words, they might spark something, right? They might be the thing that stands out. If you think about it, people are telling us things all day. They share words with us, and we tend to hear maybe 10% of it. And so by structuring your introduction to include just some words or phrases that are true, but which may pique the curiosity of the person that you're speaking with and lead to a little bit more dialogue and questions and opportunity to dive more deeply into it, I just really appreciated that piece of advice. And it's something that I'm going to be thinking about and kind of practicing for myself and working on before I go to the next event, where invariably there are going to be a handful of times that I have to share it. And it'll be really cool just to see how it feels. So I encourage you to get out there. Bust out of your bubbles and your silos, which are so comfy and warm. I know I love them there too. But there's something to be learned in participating in spaces where you can meet new people. You have no idea what kind of relationships may be forged, what partnerships could surface. Thanks again so much for being here and for listening. If you have a chance, please subscribe, review, share, whatever floats your boat. I won't be here next week as I will be out of town, but I will be back the following to share some more ideas here on Peregrine. Talk to you again soon.
Does it fit stare into blue eyes that flow?